Hello, and welcome to Season 8 of the Learn to Code with Me podcast. I'm your host, Laurence Bradford, and I'm really excited to be back with another season. Since Season 7 ended, I've been working hard on making improvements to the Learn to Code with Me website. If you've only ever listened to the Learn to Code with Me podcast, you're definitely missing out. When you have a moment, head over to the learntocodewith.me website and you'll find loads of really informative articles about learning to code, different tech skills that you can learn, and exciting career options. Now, if you have visited the website before, you'll find that a lot of our older articles have been brought right up to date. We've also been adding new articles on a range of learn to code topics. And then behind the scenes, we've been working away to make website performance and usability improvements so that articles will load faster and are easier to read, especially on mobile phones. Now, on the personal side of things, not a whole lot has happened since I've recorded the last season. So much happened in late 2019 and early 2020 on the personal side. It was kind of nice to have a relaxing year. Of course, there was a pandemic, which made things not relaxing, but beyond that, things were relatively low-key. Now, if you're a longtime listener, you may remember that I got married at the start of 2020. I am happy to report that we made it through our first year of marriage, yes, during the pandemic, and spending so much time together in quarantine was not the way I envisioned my time as a newlywed to be. However, it definitely put in perspective things that I'm grateful for, and I'm really happy to be where we are today. And I'm just so grateful that we were able to get married before things got really crazy and everything shut down and all of that. And in fact, I actually think in this summer of 2021, so this summer, we may actually get to go on some kind of honeymoon, which will be really exciting. Maybe, you know, maybe we're still figuring some of that stuff out with travel plans. Anyway, enough about me. Let's get back to the show. So this season, I'm going to be bringing you 8 brand new episodes. I'll be releasing one new episode every other week, and the first one airs today. In the past, we would do weekly shows, but we decided to see what it would be like releasing one every other week instead of every week. And the season is going to last this entire summer. I really can't wait to share these interviews with you. You're going to hear a lot of amazing stories, but here are a few. One is from a former gas station fry cook who now works at Google. Another story is with a stay-at-home mom who taught herself the skills to become a front-end developer. Another guest I'm chatting with is a woman who overcame an incredibly tough situation and background and learned to code while in prison. And it doesn't stop there. There are tons more interesting people who successfully transitioned into a tech career that I'm going to be talking to this season. I know a lot of you like hearing from quote unquote normal people who learn to code and completely change their lives. And I'm happy to say that there is plenty of that coming up in season 8. By the way, I think now is a good time to mention that if you haven't already, make sure to hit the subscribe button on whatever podcast player you use so you don't miss new episodes. Of course, the Learn to Code with Me podcast would not be able to exist if it was not for our amazing sponsors. And I'm absolutely thrilled to announce that our sponsor for all of season 8 is the cloud computing service company Linode. I'm going to be telling you more about why Linode is a great option for developers throughout this podcast season, but for now, I just wanted to say thanks to Linode for making the season possible. Also, as a Learn to Code with Me listener, you can get $100 in credit with Linode by visiting linode.com/learn-to-code. Anyway, episode 1 of the season is out now. In this episode, I chat with Phoebe Vong Fidel. Phoebe worked in academia until having children. Then, while raising her 2 young kids, she taught herself how to code without basically spending any money to do so. And now she works as a front-end developer. Phoebe is a wealth of information, so go ahead right now and dive into her interview. Enjoy. I hope to see you there.